We're doing Netivot Shalom, and our topic is Akudim, Nekudim, Uvrudim, the different types of stripes and spots of the sheep which were going to belong to Yaakov. You remember Yaakov made a deal with his father-in-law Lavan that the sheep that come out with specific stripes go to Yaakov and the rest go to Lavan, and that's the deal, and then Yaakov works. This whole idea of the different types of stripes, those who know the secrets of Torah know that this is the secret of secrets. The different types of stripes that Yaakov gets. And all the secrets of the Torah are encompassed by the different stripes of Yaakov's sheep. See, did you know that? I didn't know that. So those who know the secrets of Torah know that. But now we know too. And not every mind can fathom this, can really understand this concept. Look in the holy work, Be'er Avraham, shekotev hazeh shem sodot ha'Torah ein sof, umi yachol ha'sigam. He writes, these are the deepest of secrets of Torah. Who can fathom? Achen yesh levarer al derech remez, lederech avodat Hashem. But, says the Netivot Shalom, the Rebbe of Slonim, we can try to understand in allusion to how we should serve Hashem from the story of Yaakov's sheep. We're not going to get to the depths, but let's try to understand something from this story so that we can apply it to our own lives. V'ayin sham shem ve'er d'tchilat avdut hi b'vchinat klaliyut haynu b'midat emunah. So in that work, Be'er Avraham, he explains that a person's growth in the service of Hashem begins with the idea of klaliyut, the idea of the trait of emunah, le'amin sheyesh borei olam asher melocho la'aretz kevado. First is a concept that's not so personal. It's a general concept. There is a creator, and his honor is throughout the land. Melocho la'aretz kevado, soviv kol almin, he encompasses all the different worlds. Vetoch kol almin, and he is within all the worlds. Veletatal panui mineh, and there is no place that is void of Hashem's presence. Ha'emunah yisod harishon etzel yehudi. Emunah is the fundamental, the basis, the first step a Jew must lay as his foundation. This is the foundation. Shem chuyav lachzik batamid velo efseg. He has to hold on to it consistently without pause. Kimama maran hakadosh mikuvrin zchuto yegen aleinu. As the holy grandfather of Kuvrin said, emet ve'emunah chok velo yavor. We say it every evening. Emet ve'emunah. Truth and faith, or emunah, however we'll translate that word. It is our statute. It doesn't pass. Ratzal lomar kol amidot chiyuv ha'ishtamshu behem ulefi b'chinat ha'adam. When we speak about any other traits, so different people apply different traits at different times of their lives. You don't use every trait at every moment. There's a time to be angry, there's a time to be sad, there's a time to be happy, there's a time to be glad, there's a time to be mad. Different times define for us when we should apply different traits. Sometimes you have to use one trait, and sometimes you must use another trait. But when it comes to truth, when it comes to emunah, that's not so. And Adam Rashai Lafsik Mimena, they have to be a constant in one's life. A person always has to retain clarity in his emunah. And a person has to hold on to what Hasidim like to talk about often is what's called emunah pshuta. The simple emunah. There is a creator. I live in his world. I have to do what he says. Simple. We can delve into depths, but that simple level has to be with us as a constant. The zemirumaz, and that is alluded to b'tevat in the word akudim. Milishon akud be'el echad. Akudim could mean also bound. What's the akedah, the binding. Akudim is bound to this idea of Hashem being one. Shemunai bivchinat bechad ketira itkatarna. That's the idea that there's one knot that binds us. Umibchinat akudim, huba livchinat nekudim. So when a person can have that basic level of akudim, that he is bound, that he realizes there's an eternal bond between him and the Creator. And the Creator is eternally the Creator. He is eternally present. When a person can lay that first level, so then he can evolve to the level of nekudim. That's the second type of stripes. Merumaz l'nkudat ha'lev. That alludes to the point of the heart. That's the idea that emunah has to rest in one's heart as well. Shegam min kudat alev yirgish emunah. A person has to sense it in that point in his heart as well. Shezoy madrigay togva shel emunah. That's another level of emunah. V'achar kach yivchinat berudim. And then, so we began with emet ve'emunah. A person has to connect to the idea that there is a creator who encompasses all the worlds and suffuses the world. And then we went on to nikudim, the idea that this has to connect to one's heart. It's not just a concept he can conceptualize. He has to bring it to the nikudat alev, to that point of one's heart. And finally we come to birudim, aromez el ha'evarim, birudim. He says is an allusion to the evarim, to the limbs. Valder shetigem betargum Yonatan, as the translation, the commentary of Targum Yonatan translates it, she'inyana shinui b'chut ha'shedra, shurov minyan u'binyan shel evarei ha'adam. Berudim is a type of stripe that runs across the spinal cord. And berudim is a reference to the idea that all limbs really function coming from the spinal cord, right? Most of our limbs function from the spinal cord. Berudim means stripes that run along the spine. That's how the Targum Yonatan translates it. So that's an idea, that's an allusion to the limbs that come out of the spinal cord, that connect from the spinal cord. A person can connect that concept. A person can stand Shmona Esrei and connect very powerfully to a concept. And he ends Shmona Esrei, and from that elevated state, suddenly he walks lethargically out of shul, and the rest of the day doesn't reflect the height that his heart and his mind attained in Shmona Esrei. So we have to translate that spirituality into action, into the action of our limbs. And that's the evolvement from akudim, the connecting to the concept of Hashem, and then nekudim, connecting it to the heart, and then berudim, applying it to the active limbs. Zeu ma'amar ha'katuv v'ayten bnei atzon el akod. That's why the verse says, he faced the sheep in the direction of akod, the sheep that were striped. So if you read the Torah and you have a little bit of respect, the Torah is, every letter is precious. So the Torah has to tell me what Yaakov Avinu did, how he peels the wood in face of the sheep, and how he shapes positions the sheep where they're facing. So again, the commentaries say there are deeper ideas here, and that's what the idea that Yaakov faced the sheep to Akod. In Tanakh, the word son is a reference to Am Yisrael. The verse in Ezekiel, the Navi Yecheskel says, V'atem tzoni, you are my sheep, Hashem says. So sometimes in Tanakh, the word tzon is a code for Am Yisrael. She'Yisrael nikrim tzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are called Hashem's sheep. V'zeo perush v'atem bnei atzon el akod. That's what it means. Yaakov faced the sheep to akod. She'ikar etzei Yisrael yemunah she'yatchilat avoda. The main point by us, Am Yisrael, is the emunah. That's where all our service of Hashem begins. It begins with emunah, with the simple emunah. And based on the holy words of the Be'er Avram that we learned so far, we can explain further. That the three descriptions of the sheep really refer to three levels within emunah itself. Emunah begins in the mind. שכאמור אמונה פשוטה זאת צריכה להיות אצל האדם תמיד שמינה לא תזוע. A person has to hold on to that level of emunah, the simple understanding, there's a God, he created the world, he's running the world, he's around, he's everywhere. That simple level of understanding is supposed to be with a person always. ומזה מגיע לאמונת הלב, and then a person evolves to אמונה of the heart, ועד שמסיק גם מבחינת אמונת האיברים, till he reaches a point where his limbs reflect his אמונה. שכל האיברים ירגישו את האמונה. All the limbs sense the אמונה. שאמונה צריכה להקיף את רוב מניין ורוב בניין של האדם. The אמונה has to suffuse one's limbs. ולחדור עד האיברים ומדור התאוות. אמונה has to reach a point of one's desires. ועד שכל עצמותיי תאמר נעשה מכמוך, till we reach the point that King David said, all my limbs call out and say, Hashem, who is like you. Can we imagine that? Can we imagine that a person's limbs won't do something that's prohibited? That his limbs say no? Or that they run to do that which is a mitzvah? Like David HaMelech, it says David was once walking and suddenly he finds himself in the Beis Medrash. He says, how'd I get here? Well, I wasn't thinking, so that's... I suddenly found myself here. That's a complete emunah when it encompasses the mind, the heart, and the limbs. And that's like the work Yesod Avodah quotes from the tzaddik Rav Lev Midukar, the disciple of the Magid. There are two levels of emunah. One's in the mind, one's in the heart. And the distance between them is like the distance between heaven and earth. You know, that's what Hasidim would joke. I have Hasidic friends, and they would always joke, why do they wear a gartel? Why do they wear a belt when they daven? To separate between the upper body, which is spiritual, and the lower body, which is more physical. So when they're praying, they separate the two. And then they'd comment to me, jokingly, they'd say, and you Litvak, you wear a tie, because you're always thinking about separating the mind from the heart. As Hasidim, we put the two together. We keep the upper body together. So I say that as I'm wearing a tie. But the Yesod HaAvoda says that the distance between emunah of the mind and emunah of the heart is like the distance of heaven from earth. And the Netivot Shalom says, but there's a third level of emunah, and that's emunah of the limbs. Shegam evarim margishim et emuna, that the limbs themselves sense it. Shezoi shlemut emuna, kasher kol atzmotai tomar Hashem mikamocha. That's a completion of one's emuna. When the limbs themselves call out, I believe in Hashem. Who is like you, Hashem? Sheemuna mekifa kol ma'oto shel yehudi mekaf raglo v'ad rosho. That one's emuna is so encompassing, it's encompassing all of his life, all of his actions. Should we continue 5 more minutes and end this piece? Or should we finish tomorrow? You guys want to finish?
Finish.
Okay. Yes.
About the is the mind compared, the comparison of the emunah of the heart and emunah of the mind is like heaven and earth. Is it like the emunah of that is based on logic is something in this world, and emunah that's based on the heart or feeling or emotion is more like heavenly? Is that what he's trying to say?
I think he meant just it's an allegory for how far they are. The truth is that he hasn't yet discussed, in this piece he's not going to discuss, how do we evolve from one to the other? Meaning, he's not going to discuss that here. In other places he discusses it. But here he's just discussing that there are three levels and they are in evolvement. We start with the emunah of the mind and we have to develop that to a point where it's a constant. And then we should evolve to the emunah of the heart, which will ultimately be the emunah of everything, of our whole being. But it's a nice thought. It's just, I don't think that's what he's alluding to, but yeah. And here we can also understand, every Friday night we say Vayechulu 3 times, right? We say Vayechulu Hashamayim V'aretz before Shmona Esrei, we say it in Shmona Esrei, and we say it again after Shmona Esrei. כמו דעתה אומר, ועיד אשר בראת בשישה ימים כל היצור, ואשנה ואשלש, עוד להעיד על כוסי. He's quoting, I don't know if this is a Kabbalistic work that Hasidim say, or a song that Hasidim sing, I don't know where he's quoting from, that it's as though one is saying, I testified that you created the world in 6 days, I said it a second time, I said it a third time. The third time, I guess, is over the cup. We say Vayechulu. Friday night at home, we say Vayechulu. Mishum shinyan emirat Vayechulu hu ha-shorsheret emunah. What are we saying in Vayechulu? We're describing the chain, the link of emunah. Hashem completed creation in 6 days. Now on the seventh day, he rested. We as Jews and the world has followed suit. We have a 7-day week, which commemorates this concept of creation. So we say it 3 times. The first time we say it before the evening, Shmona Esrei, That's the emunah of the mind. V'hakach ba emunat halev, and then after 18 you say v'yichulu. That's the emunah of the heart. V'hakach mitpashet emunah l'chol everim. Finally, you come home. You're about to have the meal. That's when we speak about the emunah that encompasses all the limbs. V'zegam inyan gimel ha'itim shesh b'shabbat kodesh. And this is the idea of the three times of Shabbos. There are three times: this Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, right? In the Kabbalistic works, that's discussed as three totally separate entities. Our kids, when they're little, so they think Shabbos is 3 days. Because Friday night, they have Shabbos, and then they go to sleep, and then they wake up and it's Shabbos again, and then they nap, and then they have Suda Shlishit. So they would tell us about yesterday's Shabbos, and tomorrow's Shabbos, and the next day's Shabbos, but in truth, they have it right. There are three Shabbatot. The truth is, we say the tefillah of Arvit, Shachrit, and Mincha are different. They reflect different aspects of Shabbat. If you look closely at the prayer of Friday night, as opposed to the prayer of Shabbos morning, as opposed to Mincha, they reflect three totally different aspects of Shabbat. So he says this idea of the three times of Shabbat also reflect this concept. Lel Shabbat Kodesh, Yom Shabbat Kodesh, Ve'et Ra'avah D'Ra'avin. This is a term you guys will hear often. Suda Shlishit is called Ra'avah D'Ra'avin. The most pleasant of pleasantness is Suda Shlishit. You're coming to a meal when you've already eaten, you've already rested. Suda Shlishit is the time. It's interesting that many people who are less observant don't do Suda Shlishit. And very often I think it's a reflection of what Shabbos is to a person. If Shabbos is all about eating, drinking, resting, so then let me sleep straight through. I'll get up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I'll have a good shower. I had a great Shabbos, right? I had the afternoon meal. After the chunt, I went to sleep. No? Okay. So if Shabbos is about eating, drinking, sleeping, so then Suda Shlishit has no place. It's a nuisance. But if Shabbos is about spirituality, so then we come to Suda Shlishit, it's a totally different atmosphere. I'm coming to a meal that's all about connection. I'm not hungry. I just ate a few hours ago. We daven, we come into a meal that's all about connection. Connecting to one another, connecting to Ribbono Shel Olam. Shebechol achad mehen yesh suda miyuchedet v'tefillah miyuchedet. Every one of the times has its own meal and its own prayer. Shelo kechol hayamim tovim shekol tefillotein shavot. If you look at Yom Tov, all the prayers of Yom Tov are equal. Look at every Yom Tov. Other than Musaf, all the prayers of Yom Tov are the same. Shabbos, it's not that way. So this corresponds to the three levels of Emunah. The mind, the heart, the limbs. The idea of Emunah is, to a certain degree, I'm willing to accept there's some other force in the world. Hashem is around, and so I am less influential. Am I the boss, or is there another boss? When a person can recognize there's a boss to the world, so then he's putting himself down a little bit. He's willing to accept the omnipotent. In a minute, Daniel. What's a person doing? On Shabbos, he's saying, I'd love to work, and it could be if I were on the stock market till the stock market closes in the United States, I'd be making a few more dollars or losing a few more, but we think we'd be making more. If I'd run my website going into Saturday, come on, it's the weekend, the highest internet traffic, I have a lot to benefit, right? Suddenly a person says, even though my mind thinks it's good for me, I have a creator who told me to rest on Shabbos. But I hear the SMS is binging on my phone. So first of all, shut your phone for Shabbos. What are you hearing the SMS is for? Stami Yetzirah. A person says, my mind is not going to do what it wants. On Shabbos, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Ven shemevatel et rikshotav. A person takes his feelings. He says, I'd love to be on the phone talking to my dad, to my friends, on my Facebook. He says, none of that now. Now I'm going to focus my feelings in a different direction. I'm going to sing. I'm going to enjoy the Shabbos meal. I'm going to enjoy the atmosphere being with family. And in essence, a person says, my being is going to be in line with what Hashem wants on this day. Shabbat is a reflection of the fact that I'm willing to do what Hashem wants. I'm not just doing what I want. Someone I know has a factory with many workers, and his workers know they can't call him on Shabbos. So they once sat down for lunch together, and the workers, non-Jews, said to the employer, the Jew, they said, how do you do it on Shabbos? You don't talk on the phone. You don't watch movies. How do you do that for one day, 24 hours? So he said to them, it's a beautiful thing. I get to be with my family. I get to disconnect from the world. I get to reconnect to what's really important in life. And they said, we want to try that. So the non-Jewish workers decided they're going to try it. Next Shabbos, they're all going to shut their phones and take a day to be with family and disconnect from the world. And they lasted an hour or two or three, but no one lasted the 24 hours. No one. They came back and said, how do you do it? How do you not answer a phone? How do you disconnect from the world? Because we're not doing it because we feel like it's a great idea. We're doing it because we have a mitzvah. It's a world of a difference. After we're doing it because Hashem said so, so then we suddenly see, wow, this is gorgeous. This is amazing. But if we were doing it because we thought it was good, then we would find out, we would say, this is too hard. I can't do this. Shabbos is because Hashem told us to do it. Afterwards, we see the amazing benefits. What family time. The world can only dream about such family time. But we're doing it because Hashem said so. So that's what's really happening on Shabbos. What we're doing, we're growing in Shabbos, is lachdir gimen madrigot emunah. We're growing in the three levels of emunah, darga batar darga, level after level, ad lemadriga elyona shel bitul kol ma'otol Hashem itbarach. We reach a point on Shabbos where we say, yes, Hashem, I'm running my life the way you want. Shezoi b'chinat ha'yichud shel suda shlishit, shiudim vatel tatzmo legamre l'Hashem itbarach. That's the idea of suda shlishit. When we hit Suda Shlishit, we say, okay, I've grown to the point where I can do it the way Hashem wants me to. B'chinat lecha ani v'chol ha'sholi, shezeo ha'yichud ha'gamur. That's the idea. A person says, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but there are songs called love songs. You guys probably don't know what I'm talking about, but there exists such a thing out there in the world. And in these songs, people talk about how they are willing to dedicate everything to the person they're madly in love with. Right? That's what we're saying in Suda Shlishit. I'm all for you. The three times of Shabbos correspond to the three levels of holiness in the temple. We have the Azara, the outer courtyard. We have the Mizbech, the area of the altar. And then we have the Eichal with Kodesh HaKodashim HaShabayu HaKruvim HaMrumazim LeYichud Kodesh Brich HaVisrael. You have the holy room with its Holy of Holies, which has the kruvim, the figurines on top of the ark, which resemble, they correspond to the unity of Hashem with the Jewish people. Ukmochen b'Shabbat Kodesh. So, I'm sorry, the first level was the courtyard with its altar. The second level was the heichal, the inner room. And the third level was the Holy of Holies. Ukmochen b'Shabbat Kodesh ibchinat binyan bet hamikdash. Shabbos is the idea of rebuilding a temple. You have three levels on Shabbos, Friday night, the day of Shabbos, and Suda Shlishit, where Suda Shlishit is an idea of we're just sitting together. I'll tell you guys a little secret. I highly recommend Friday night, after you finish the meal, put all the kids to bed and sit down alone with your wives, alone, without anything you have to talk about, just to be together. It's different than all the other times you go out where you want to talk about this and you're going to see that and you're trying out this place and you're looking at that place and there are a lot of things bugging you. You come Friday night and you finish, you put away the dishes, you clean the dishes. You guys are going to be gentlemen, right? You're going to clean the dishes. You're not going to leave it for your wife. You cleaned off the table, you put the kids to bed, and now technically you could go to sleep and you sit down to talk. It's a totally different relationship. It's something different than another time where you sit to talk. That's the idea of Suda Shlishit. Suda Shlishit, when we come to that third meal, we don't need to eat. We're done. We're coming just to come together with Hashem. That's the Holy of Holies. The Hainu Lefisha Shabbat Yishor Shemunah, that's the idea that Shabbat is the root of Emunah. The Shor Shemunah Tzich Lakif Et Kol Ma'otoh Shel Yehudi. The root of Emunah should encompass a Jew. You'll notice that more people are Chozer B'tshuva from a Shabbos than anything else. The thing that grabs people is a Shabbos. Because Shabbos is something else. And it's not about the food, and it's not about the song, and it's not about the davening. It's about everything. כמו דכתיב והרסתיך לי באמונה וידעת את השם, שהוא דיווק בהשם בכל מהותו. It says, we engage Hashem with our faith, and then we connect to Hashem with our whole being. בחינת וידעת את השם, שזהו תכלית שלמות האמונה. ויהודי צריך לצאת משבת קודש. And how does a Jew come out of Shabbos? So a Jew can come out of Shabbos and say, that chulent was great. A Jew can come out of Shabbos and say, I slept a donut. You guys know what a donut is, right? 24 hours. I slept. A Jew can come out of Shabbos and say, that Shabbos was the most amazing Shabbos. I had a great walk, a great hike. I saw a great new yeshuv. But a Jew should come out of Shabbos and say, I'm now rejuvenated with my emunah. I have more clarity in my connection with Hashem. מכף רגלו ועד ראשו, בחינת עקודים נקודים וברודים. A person should feel like his whole being has now reconnected to Hashem the way we saw. עקוד, נקוד, ברוד. The three types of connection. Mind, heart, body. Yes?
What should you find in Shabbat? What compel you to find?